Prepare for launching. This is Drive Time Live with Mark Hahn on AM 1360, FM 94.9 KSCJ. For a recap of today's biggest news stories, stocks, sports, weather, and more, here's Mark Hahn.
It's 16 after 5. We're talking Central Time, right, Janie?
That's correct.
Janie Smith is with me. And Janie, you're a business consultant, a Fortune 500 business consultant. Now tell me, when you have that moniker, what's your job description?
Well, we not just Fortune 500, but mid-market companies as well. We work with everything from actually small companies all the way up to Fortune 100. We are teaching them how to uncover and identify competitive advantages they didn't know they had, and most businesses have scores of them that they're not using to get themselves out of commodity corner when trying to sell themselves.
Now, when you talk about business advantages, lately it's all about social media for some businesses, but I'm sure that's not the case for all businesses, but this is the way of the future, another new way to market your business beside radio, television, newspaper, print, that kind of thing.
Yes, absolutely. But it's from our perspective at my company, Smart Advantage, it's all about the content of the message, whether or not it's on social media, your website, your sales presentation, your marketing, if you're paying for ads, if you're at a trade show. What are you telling people? How are you answering the question, why us? Why should I buy from you and not your competition? And very few businesses can answer that question in a compelling way. And most of them don't even know that they have competitive advantages that differentiate them, but they haven't identified them yet.
How many businesses do you deal with that maybe it's a new generation in the business? It might have been started by their father, their grandfather, or grandmother, whoever, that basically are doing the things the same old way that goes back generations, instead of looking at new ways and new opportunities that you're talking about.
Yeah, a large percentage, when we work with mid-market, a large percentage of them are family businesses, in fact. And some of them are doing things generational, meaning the way grandpa did it. Some of them are moving into the present time. It's across the board. But what we find is when we go in and we work with the, let's say, the son of the father or the grandson of the founder, we can teach them a whole new way of looking at their business and how to really get aligned both operationally and with sales and marketing messaging with their customers. You know, we had one of those recently, a family business, and the father said, you know, I want to bring your company in, but I want you to work with my son. And it just was a terrific growth curve for him because he got to touch every aspect of the business by identifying areas that they had really good strengths and competitive advantages that they weren't really using to close more sales.
Well, you know, a lot of what you're saying is what's drummed into us in whether it's, you know, radio sales or even television sales, media sales, period. You know, to find really the right niche, because they may be a little off as far as the focus on who is their customer. You do the, you know, the baseline, who's your current customer, and then who do you want to get? Where do you find the biggest areas for growth?
Well, there's a couple of things in what you're just now asking me, Mark, and that is most organizations, whether it's a radio station or another business, they often don't discern, and you just did actually, discern the difference between what is a prospect value, somebody who may not be an existing customer, versus somebody who knows you and knows you well. And they're 35% of the time, according to our research, they're different. Yet most organizations will run the same ads, use the same marketing for both, and they really, really require different messages. Another thing that's really important to know is that we've done a lot of double-blind market research testing for our clients. And we always go back to them and say, look, we tested 20 buying criteria for things that people may want from you. Before we tell you what came in at the top three most valued attributes that people want from you, what do you think they are? And you'd be shocked to know that 90% of the businesses guess wrong. 90% of businesses are out there selling or talking about something that the customer doesn't really care about or cares about a lot less than something else. And that really gets in the way of being totally productive in your business.
Speaking with Janie Smith, and Janie is, well, besides being president of Smart Advantage Incorporated, which is a sales marketing management consultancy, you're also an author. Where do you find the time for all this? You have two different books, A Creative Competitive Advantage and Relevant Selling.
Yeah, it keeps me running. I do a lot of spend a lot of time on airplanes, and don't forget, you can work on airplanes, all that sitting time.
Sure.
We really enjoy it because we work with businesses of all kinds of industries, services, distribution, manufacturing. We even have a few right there in Sioux City. We've been down there. We've been to Omaha. We've got clients all over the country. And we just love going around and listening to what people are challenged with and showing them how they can really get a better message and better alignment with the value proposition that the customers want most.
Well, you know, the one company, and I'm not going to mention the name, you can if you do, if you want, but it's, well, I think most people know it as a famous candy company here in town.
That's a big hint. Yeah,
it's a big hint.
We're currently working with Palmer Candy. They're terrific to work with. The CEO is wonderful. We're really enjoying our working with them. And they've just been really good, productive in the first part of our engagement, and we're looking forward to going back to them, in fact, in January.
Now,
please keep it warm out there, because I live in Florida, so don't make it too cold when I get back out there.
Well, a couple of weeks ago, you would have been in for a real shock. We had an Arctic vortex that moved through, and it was very cold. And, you know, winter's only just begun here in Iowa, so Janie, dress warm when you come back up. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
So when you're working with companies, what's the most difficult situation that you ever find when you're working with companies on how to market their product and keep price points up, too?
Yeah, so that's a good question. What our philosophy is, in order to sell more, something you want to tout, you've got to be able to prove it. You've got to have the evidence. So if I'm talking to a group of CEOs, I'll often say, for example, how many of you think being on time is important, on-time delivery or delivering a service on time? And of course, everybody in the room raises their hand. So then I'll say, how many of you measure your on-time delivery? And about half the room raises their hand. And of those that measure it, how many of you use it in sales and marketing that tell your customers we've got 98.6% on-time delivery? And maybe two people raise their hand. So the people are sitting on metrics that are either a landmine of data or a gold mine of data. We find all kinds of things. One company, we said, what's your, for quality, what's your return rate? And they didn't have a clue. We said, measure it for the next 2 months, only to find out that they had like a 80% return rate, and they had no clue until we asked. So it's really about identifying the metrics that matter most to the customer. Customer relevant metrics is what's lacking in so many businesses that we encounter.
Competitive advantage is what it's all about. What makes you different than your competition? And it could be your product that maybe you're just not getting the right word. You're not getting the right marketing angle out there to show the difference between you and product X.
Yeah, and mostly we do that with really conducting double-blind research for your listeners who may not know what that is. Double-blind means that the respondent, you know, the person you're talking to, doesn't know who's commissioned the research, and the researcher who's on the phone conducting the telephone survey doesn't know either. So it removes the bias, and you really can get the best of unbiased data for what it is customers value. People think it's always going to be price. They'd be pleasantly surprised to learn that when you're asking folks in a double-blind study, the price isn't as valued as you think. I would much rather pay more to have it on time and accurate and have a good ability to have somebody solve my problems. Those things are going to be valued more than price. All of us will pay for value added if we know what it is, but very few companies talk about the value add that they truly deliver in a way that's measured.
Janie Smith is the president of Smart Advantage Incorporated, and you are in sales marketing management consultancy, and you have the books Creating a Competitive Advantage and also Relevant Selling are the names of the books. How do people get a hold of those?
Oh, of course, Amazon and our website. Our website is smartadvantage.com. In fact, they can read the first two chapters for free on our website, but Amazon has them both in ebook and a hardcover.
All right. Well, very good.
Barnes & Noble, they all do.
Jenny, and you said you have other company beside Palmer here in town. And like I said, you don't have to mention who it is, but if you'd like to, you're more than welcome to talk about some of these companies here in town, because there may be somebody listening that's saying, hey, maybe I need to give Jenny a call.
Well, not in your town, but in Lincoln, we were out there with Duncan Aviation a couple of months ago. I don't know if you know who they are.
Well, they're a contractor, but kind of like a limousine aviation.
Airplanes, jets, fixed base operator for private jets.
And
a couple of other ones, but I'd rather not say it without talking to them.
Not a problem. And besides, you don't want to let your competition, who may be listening, say, I'm going to go in there and take Janie's business away.
Well, you know, it's interesting, because one of the things we do when we work with the company, we will not work with their competitor for about 2 to 3 years, because it doesn't do us any good to help our clients come up with a competitive advantage and then work with their competition.
Sure.
So we're pretty careful about that.
Well, that's called ethics, and I think it's a good idea. You know, you focus your intention on that client within a marketing area. I mean, that's the way it should be. Janie, I appreciate it, and thanks for being on the air with me here in Drive Time Live. And most of all, have a very happy new year.
Well, you too. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
I hope 2017 is very successful for you.
Thank you so much.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how?